Continuing on with our locker room chats here tonight, Perry LeCompton, boys basketball coach Matt Simmons joining us here for a few minutes, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment as well. Coach, a busy week for you, a lot of games to kind of dissect as we're coming down the home stretch here of the regular season, but man, let's go back to Friday night, tough road trip at Hiawatha. At least me personally, broadcasting that game on KNZA, I think that was the most energetic and exciting atmosphere in a high school basketball game that I have seen this season for sure. And just with so much on the line and the hostile environment, you guys go in there, grind out a 63-57 win. Colby Krein, he was huge. Caden Baker had a nice night. So many guys making winning plays for you. And just a tough place to play and getting a big win at Hiawatha.
Yeah, I think that's one I'll remember for a long time. You know, I mean, it's kind of your back's against the wall, and they, you know, they're just so talented and got size everywhere. And when you got a 6'7" kid who shoots 52% from three and averages 19, and then you got studs all around him, and we knew we had our hands full, and we just challenged them and let them know that, if you know, if you play as hard as you can, if you make the right play, we're going to have a chance. And we found ourselves with a chance, and yeah, you nailed it. It was a intense atmosphere. It was fun. I mean, it just,
yeah, it was
really fun high school basketball game. Hiawatha just, they came out and their crowd was loud and our crowd was loud. And it kind of reminded me of back when I played, man. It was old school high school basketball and it was fun. And coming out with the win obviously helps, and had some guys really step up. Caden Baker was unbelievable on the boards. And, you know, Houston hit some timely shots and Easton handled pressure for 32 straight minutes. And yeah, it was a blast. I mean, glad to come out on top. You know, that was a great, great high school game.
Yeah, say what you want. It was physical. It was a little bit chippy. There's a rivalry mix in there. So it was just a lot of fun on so many aspects. You guys get the win and try to pick it up Tuesday night. So you step out of league play. You take on NEK, a game that comes down to the wire, 65-63. You don't come out on the winning side. So when you look back, you get the big win at Hiawatha, you go out of league, NEK comes rolling in, but you lose it by two on Tuesday night. What'd you take away from that, and kind of take us down the home stretch of that one?
Yeah, they're good. We saw it on film. We've seen it in their record. You know, they're not really a Acacia school, even though they can, you know, play against Acacia teams. And so some of their stuff's kind of hard to find, and
right,
they play some weird games, and, you know, you kind of get what you get. I did get to see them in the first round of the Valley Falls tournament, and just immediately knew, like, oh yeah, they're going to be a problem. They're good. They got size. They got shooters everywhere, and coached really well. And it's just like another Big East game. I mean, and you look at their wins. I mean, they have beat some really good teams this year. And you know, they shot it really well. They had a big kid inside who gave us all kinds of fits. They got 24, and you know, we battled through the whole thing and found ourselves down two with the ball with about 10 seconds left. Drew up a great play and made the right play and had a great look at it that we'll live with 10 out of 10 times, and it just, I mean, went all the way down and all the way out, and just didn't go our way that night. And we've had some that have and have some that haven't. I think I was looking back, and, you know, about the last month and a half, there hasn't been a game outside of 6 points as the final decision,
yeah,
one way or the other. I mean, either we win by two or lose by four, or win by six or lose by six. Every game has been tight, and it's just another one. We've had some go our way, and this one didn't. But, yeah, that's a really good game for us. They'd make some noise in the Big East.
Yeah, and you mentioned just the tightly contested games that you have played. I would have to imagine that's only going to help you once we get to the end of the season and once we get to postseason, right?
Yeah, I'd like to think that. I've always said that our schedule prepares us for the postseason, and not that this is going to go like the past, but if you just look back, we've had some success in the postseason. A lot of teams in the Big East have success in the postseason, and I truly believe it's because we just beat each other up, you know, and then everybody in our league goes and finds other really good games outside of our league, just like we play Valley Falls twice down the stretch, and NEK and Osage City comes in, and you know, so you already have your gauntlet of the Big East, and then you put yourselves in tough games outside of those games. And you know, as a coach, you can kind of pull your hair out, you know, because every game is so tough and tightly contested. And but at the end of the day, I really do think that when you're in those moments throughout the course of the season, it's just going to feel kind of the same when it's sub-state. So hopefully it pays off later.
Great stuff as always. Matt Simmons joining us, Perry LeCompton, boys basketball coach. Huge win at Hiawatha Friday. 2-point loss against NEK on Tuesday. They sit here at 11-6. They'll take on Royal Valley in a Big East League showdown at home on Friday night. Coach, thanks again, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon.